Sam sent me a text and wanted me to share something that I felt like I was supposed to share a couple of weeks ago. And I told Jonathan I didn't know for sure how it fit in this morning, but as I was listening to Randy, this one scripture that I'd been praying about, I'll just read it because I really feel it went along. 2 Corinthians 9, starting at verse 8, God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You'll be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but it also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God because of the service by which you have proved yourself. Others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ. And with your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of their surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. What I was supposed to share, and Sam kind of put it out, this power of obedience for transformation. You know, a couple of weeks ago, you remember he was talking about stepping out, you know, and how many of you wait for God to tell you to step out? Come on, I know I'm not the only one. You wait to hear from God what to say or what to do. But I'm supposed to encourage the body. What he's been teaching me over the last few months is what I described to some people. You remember the story of Peter when they saw Jesus walking on the water. What did Peter say? Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. You think Peter hesitated at that moment when he stepped off the boat? I don't think he hesitated at all. But when he looked away, he began to sink, and he cried out. But I think God wants us in that first step, because you first take the step, or what I'm learning and have learned, and a lot of this is in prayer in the mornings. You know, Sam calls me a prayer warrior. I stumble at that. You know, I've had people in the body tell me I'm a mighty man of God. Blessed lady in the Lord, she never would call me by my name. Every time she saw me, she told me I was a mighty man of God. And I said, I don't know what you're seeing. I look in the mirror every morning and I don't see it. But the point is, we step out by faith. We don't wait for the word to get faith. You have to step out by faith. And don't be surprised what God does. He honors that. He wants that. God knows everything. You know, don't think for a minute there's anything in your life that God doesn't know. Ponder on that. You know, we disqualify ourselves. I've disqualified myself so many times because, I tell Sam, you know, if people only knew the true Terry Bell, you know, but God knows. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And I'm learning that by faith, it doesn't even matter what I think. Because God can use me. Other people see it. They try to encourage me in that, to step out by faith. And I'm supposed to encourage the body to step out by faith. Because God knows all things. All he wants you to do is to take that first step. Too many times we wait and don't take that step. And we either miss out on the blessing or somebody else misses out. somebody else might miss out on salvation just because we don't step out and love somebody. Sometimes we don't even have to share the gospel, it's just be there for somebody. I had a lot of things written down here, but I've got one I want to share. How many of you are familiar with Philemon? Am I saying that right? I discovered this. This is Paul. I always give thank God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement, because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. And on down, I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. God just asks us to be obedient. He doesn't want sacrifice. He doesn't want an offering. What he desires most is obedience. And if we would take that first step of obedience, he will pour out so much more. So be encouraged. The other thing I was supposed to do is just that. We need to be very, in the prayer meetings, we're really reminding each other of all the answered prayers. So as the body of Christ, we need to be more active in sharing when God answers prayer. Yeah, every little situation, I don't care, you may think it's nothing, but those little times that we encourage each other builds so much faith. I testify in our prayer meetings in the morning when we have been praying something for a season and we hear of the results, how much more that builds our faith to keep praying even more. Some of us were called 20, 25 years ago to this prayer thing, and then we kind of strayed aside for a season, and the Lord's, by his grace and mercy, has drawn us back. I don't think of myself as a great man in God, but I desire to be. And that's only by faith and stepping out in obedience. So encourage someone else to step out as you step out.